Jill Bennett, who is a sergeant with the Michigan State Police Traffic Services Section. Jill, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Memorial Day fatalities-wise was improved over past years.
Yes, we were a little bit down, and, you know, we like to think that our traffic safety messages and just the strong history of Operation CARE and letting people know that the officers will be out there looking for violations, you know, leads a little bit to saving some lives. However, there are other factors that play into that, such as roadway improvements and vehicle safety improvements that the manufacturers have installed in the vehicles as well.
All right. How many people lost their lives this past Memorial weekend as opposed to the past year?
Well, we like to hope that there will always be zero, but we know that usually that's not going to occur. We've had that happen on a couple of years, but usually we're going to see anywhere from 10 to 15 on a summer holiday weekend. And this year we lost 8 people in 7 crashes, and last year we lost 9 people in 7 crashes.
What's the principal reason for that? Is there one?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, a lot of things go into that, such as weather. I mean, if you have good weather, you're going to have a lot more people out and about. If you have colder weather, you're probably not going to have as many people traveling. The economy plays into it. A lot of people with the higher gas prices aren't going to be able to travel. But, you know, we do put out messages every holiday weekend. We have extra officers on the road working overtime for safety belt enforcement. And so basically any officer that is working on a holiday weekend, we ask them to be out on the road, not in the office doing reports, be out there to help a stranded motorist. So, for example, if you have a stranded motorist on the freeway and you're able to help them get back on their way, then they're not on the road creating a hazard or people being distracted by looking at that driver on the side of the road, maybe having a rear-end collision with that driver on the side of the road. But also just our traffic safety messages to not drink and drive, to always wear proper safety restraints, and to not aggressively drive. And another factor is the construction. We like to let people know about the construction. We ask them to allow extra time in their travels. We ask them to make sure their tires are properly inflated and make sure that they have a windshield washer fluid in their vehicle. You know, if your vehicle is safe, then, you know, you might be a little bit safer out there as well. And so we just get out all of those traffic safety messages as often as possible.
Do you recommend people pull over and help folks who are having problems with their vehicles?
I would say that most, the best thing would be to call in, just give a call to 911. I mean, yes, 911 is an emergency number, but a traffic safety hazard is an emergency. So just call 911 to Central Dispatch, and you could advise them that there is a stranded motorist on the side of the road, and that way they can get an officer out there with the flashing lights and who will properly pull up behind that person and not create extra hazards on the road. And then that officer can call a wrecker and get everything else out there that that person needs.
Do you still have challenges with folks not wearing their safety belts?
Well, obviously, we're not going to get 100% compliance. We had one of the highest safety belt rates in the nation a couple of years ago at 97%, and that was due to our efforts through our safety belt enforcement zones. We do receive federal overtime dollars. Those federal overtime dollars are earmarked by Congress simply for safety belt enforcement. So we couldn't use it for drug interdiction or for looking at bank robbers or anything like that. It is earmarked for safety belt enforcement, and we've created these safety belt enforcement zones. We put out a lot of media information to the public, letting them know where those safety belt enforcement zones will be. And we were able to get our safety belt enforcement, our safety belt usage rate up to 97%. That does show in our fatality numbers, which over the years have continually come down.
And then finally, I know that you will have some focus on having folks drive safely around construction zones.
We have worked on that for many, many years with MDOT, the Michigan Department of Transportation, and we have put out videos to show people how to properly drive in construction zones and what the proper speed limit is in a construction zone. And then we've also worked with the construction companies and with MDOT to properly set up the construction zones with the proper signage and proper speed limits to alleviate problems.
We're talking with Sergeant Jill Bennett, who's with the Michigan State Police Traffic Services Section. Jill, before I let you go, have you had any challenges with the new motorcycle helmet law?
Well, I can't say personally that I've had any challenges with it, but I will say, sadly, that I have seen more than half of the people on the roads now without motorcycle helmets. I personally, if I was a motorcycle rider, and I know many of my friends and police officers who are motorcycle riders will continue to wear their helmets because it is a huge safety device in helping to prevent a serious head injury.
It will be interesting to see where the numbers go in relation to injuries for those not wearing their helmet.
Well, I would like to point out, Tony, and I'm glad that you brought it up, that five of our victims over the holiday weekend were motorcyclists and ORVs.
What's an ORV?
An off-road vehicle, but some of the counties up north allow off-road vehicles on the road. So a quad or a Polaris Ranger or John Deere Gator, those would be considered ORVs, an off-road vehicle, typically meant for off-road, but they have been allowed on the road in certain counties up north.
So that was 5 of 8, more than 50%?
Yes, it's staggering. I just wanted to point that out. Those types of vehicles generally are going to be less safe, and then especially if you put into account the not wearing a helmet, which is really their only safety device. But those, just the nature of those types of vehicles, they are more dangerous. And versus a car or a big truck, they're not going to make it.
Do we know how many of those weren't wearing helmets?
For sure, I know that one was not wearing a helmet. The other ones say unknown. One said yes. One motorcyclist had a helmet on. One ORV person for sure did not have a helmet on. And the other three, one ORV and two motorcyclists said unknown.
All right, Jill. Thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tony.